This is The Naked Scientists. Today we are talking about the science of ageing and healthy ageing in particular, and very soon we'll be coming to Michael Coleman, who's been finding ways to preserve neurons when they would otherwise sadly be dying down. But first, we're going to have a look at what's been hitting the science news this week. So, Ginny, what do you have for us?
I have an interesting story here about eunuchs. That's men who are castrated as children. And it's been shown that they live up to 19 years longer than intact males, according to some research by scientists in South Korea.
I guess there has to be some advantage to it. I think quite a lot of our audience will have just crossed their legs. But how did they find out? Presumably they haven't gone around castrating people and then seeing how long they live.
Well, no. This study, which was published in Current Biology, was actually conducted using historical records of more than 385 eunuchs who lived in Korea between 1551 and 1861. Where they served the royal family. And from these records, Kyung Jin Min and his colleagues at Inha University were able to find the dates when 81 of these eunuchs were born and when they died, so they could work out how long they lived. And they found that on average, each of them lived around 70 years, which is considerably longer than the 50 to 55 years managed by an equivalent intact man living at the same time. And ironically, it's also far longer than the kings they were serving, who managed, on average, around 47 years.
Well, I suspect the kings were living quite an extravagant lifestyle and possibly didn't constrain their desires as much as they should have done. But why do we think this is? Why do we think being castrated is having this effect on lifespan?
Well, the researchers argue that it's likely to be down to hormone levels. So testosterone is a hormone which is mainly produced in the testes. So after castration, the amount secreted into the bloodstream falls dramatically. Testosterone is thought to maybe have a negative effect on the immune system. So it could be that the eunuchs were better protected against infection. But it also causes aggression and competitive behaviour in both humans and other animals. So it could also be that the eunuchs were getting into fewer fights than their uncastrated counterparts and living less stressful lives.
Now, you said that they lived to an average of about 70 years. If that was an average, then presumably there were some who were quite a lot older than that. What's the sort of maximum age they were reaching?
Well, as well as the living longer, as you say, the eunuchs were more likely to live to be centenarians. In fact, there were three centenarians among the 81 individuals studied. If we compare that with Japan, centenarians occur roughly the rate of one in every 3,500 individuals. So that makes the Korean eunuchs over 130 times more likely to be a centenarian than is average. So there does really seem to be something in the idea that reducing your testosterone could increase lifespan. But we still don't know exactly how this happens, or whether only castration during childhood has the same longevity-enhancing effects. Some critics of the study have also pointed out that there's no difference found in longevity when castratos versus non-castrato singers from the same era were compared. So a lot more research is needed before we can say for sure that castration will increase your chances of living to 100.
I can't see many people rushing out to try that life-extending technique anyway. Thank you very much, Ginny.